This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Lerato Mbele on Power 98.7. Weekdays 9 a.m. to midday. Now we're talking.
We're now going to speak to MMC Grandi Tiennesen for community safety. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Let's get that microphone on you. Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning to your listeners. Okay, so we were commenting. That was one of the most efficiently delivered speeches ever. Quick, to the point, succinct.
That's the way the MICO is operating.
Just don't waste time.
Do what we need to do.
Okay, so what we did hear the mayor talk about, besides the fiscal issues and some of the capital expenditure issues on utilities, he spent a bit of time discussing safety and saying, he literally said, we don't see this as subcontracted work. We see this as a core function of the municipality.
Yes, let me start by saying we need to rebuild the city in terms of safety as well. Mm. We will never get people to live and invest in the city if we don't create a safe environment.
Yeah.
And that is our dedication to do that, first of all. Secondly, we also are behind in terms of technology. And that's one of the things that we as MACO, but in particular my department, Community Safety, are moving towards. So the intention is to employ technology where technology works best.
Right. And what do we mean by technology in the sphere of safety and security? Are those drones, body cams?
It could be quite a variety of things. Let me start. Currently, the entire TMPD are operating on a manual ticketing system.
Okay.
And one of the things that we are budgeting for is to move towards a technology where people will be using a device for capturing, which has got database linked to databases. If you put in a car's registration number, we'll pick up the details. If you put in a person's ID number, you'll pick up the correct details. That will enable us to work much more effective and also to keep better record. And at the same time, to be able to issue a fine on the spot.
Right. So you'd have to synchronize with the licensing department, home affairs and the like, to just make sure that as we're moving in and around the city, we're accounted for.
Exactly. That type of technology is out there. We don't have to redevelop it. It's already available. We just need to acquire it.
Okay. And other people, you know, other concerns rather from the communities in and around Tshwane, it's just kind of rampant crime, whether it's petty crime, whether it's misdemeanors, but it's just a discomfort living and operating around the city.
Yes. You would have noticed since October last year, there's been quite a big change in the visibility of the Metro Police.
Right.
And it's under the leadership of, as the mayor mentioned, the new Metro Police Chief, Commander Yolanda Faro. Mm. She's boots on the ground. She's setting the tone. She's there, and I've been supporting her on numerous occasions. Even the past week, Saturday, we were in Hatfield.
Right.
We made at least 10 arrests of people for drunken driving. So these operations are taking place now on a daily basis throughout the city. You must remember the city comprises of 6,500 square kilometers.
Yeah.
It's huge. So we are trying to move between the regions and improve our visibility.
Okay. So some of the insecurity issues that the residents of Tshwane are speaking to, you know, are referring to are more the kinds of things that must be managed by SAPS and even the more specialized services of SAPS, Hawks, syndicated crime and the like, if you think of Jukulin, for instance. But they are saying they're low-hanging fruits, you know, just enforcing bylaws, for instance, in the inner city, whether it's where vendors set up shop, waste management by these vendors, where the taxis offload and pick up passengers, and the issuing of permits for these stores, that in itself, as administrative as it is, could eliminate some aspects of crime?
Yes, definitely. Bylaw has been neglected for quite a couple of years. Now, we've already started in the restructuring of the Metro Police.
Okay.
And obviously, there are three main mandates. The one, obviously, is traffic. The second one is bylaw enforcement. And the third one is basically crime prevention, which you are actually suggesting we should get more attention. Now, in doing so, we have to change the model so that we have specialized units focusing on specific tasks like I've just mentioned.
Mm.
So one of the things we've already decided is to establish an integrated bylaw center, enforcement center, because in certain cases the Metro Police are only playing a supportive role. They are not actually the enforcers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at things like building regulations, health regulations, even noise pollution, smoke pollution, which are things that are being experienced. So in those cases, we need expertise from other departments.
Yeah.
And the city manager has given instruction, and we have already established a committee, that every department in the city must second a senior official to assist in establishing the integrated bylaw center, which would be hopefully on its legs by the end of this financial year.
Okay, so an integrated bylaw center. Let's talk about integration, but of a different form, and this is coordination between local government, provincial, and then maybe the SAPs at the bigger level. And, you know, this would do with, so all the bylaw enforcement issues that you're talking about, but it's also community forums and how you work with them, and then it's how information is fed to the SAPS. Can you tell us about that triage?
Yes, well, that's actually one of the other parts that we are currently busy with, the establishment of a community safety directorate.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have four basic functions or core mandates. The city has recently taken a decision that the city's asset protection unit must be moved. They've been under the management of the office of the city manager. They have been moved back to Metro Police. It's not yet taken place. It's in the process at the moment. So one of the functions will be to actually coordinate the city's security services. That's for the protection of the assets. You heard the mayor also referring to that in his speech. So there's about 1,300 security guards employed by the city. And then there's about another 2,300-400 that are actually contracted to the city. So the Community Safety Directorate's one task will be to manage this. But the second part is it's not a matter of liking, but we are intending to establish a coordinating division that will interact with the CPFs, the private security firms, the local neighborhood watches throughout the city, and to coordinate so that we do not work in silos, but we work combined. And then the third leg will be the establishment of a centralized multifunction joint operations center where video footage, even from private security companies and gated communities and so forth, will be fed into our unified command center. And from there, we will have responses out to that.
Okay.
So in this unit, we'll also have all the role plays, including South African Police Services, crime prevention, and SSA.
Okay, and as you speak about protecting the city's assets, I mean, you know, you don't want hijacked buildings.
You're listening to Lerato Mbele on Power 98.7.
Well, thanks for staying with us. We seem to have lost temporarily a bit of connection there in studio, but thank you, Owen, for keeping us going, keeping these fires going, as we are at an outside broadcast at Tshwane House in the largest municipality in the country, the city of Tshwane. You said how many square kilometers?
6,500 square
kilometers. My goodness, it's massive.
city geographically in the world.
Really? I can't believe that. Okay, and we're with the MMC, Grandy Tennyson, who is the MMC for Community Safety. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is you mentioned coordination and how it all works and to protect the city's assets, but I want to focus on this issue of community policing, and you said you'd rely on data also coming through from neighborhood watches and gated community. Areas, richer areas that can afford to pay for private security. What about poorer areas that can't? And, you know, there you still need to see the engagement of community policing forums. But even the Premier of Gauteng introduced crime prevention wardens, that there was a lot of chatter about their status, but they exist. And so to what extent will you be tapping into those networks?
Well, we're already talking to various of these community patrollers.
Mm.
And we are also involved in the training of the people that you have just mentioned by the Premier.
Mm. The peace officers, I think is what they're called.
Yeah. Wardens.
Peace wardens.
They are being trained by the Metro Police in Tshwane. So I think we're doing an intake of about 3,000 of. We will work with any law enforcement agency as well as any community-based agency that's there mm-hmm. in the combat against crime. So we do have contact with various communities in terms of their neighborhood watches in the less affluent areas.
Yeah.
I talk about the townships, and the intention is to work close together and also to provide a certain training where it's possible, but also to get the law enforcement to work together in those areas. I was in Jukalin about a week ago with four deputy ministers.
Wow.
And we agreed at that meeting that we need to work together, we need each other, and working with, and there's also, I understood from the chairperson of CIRA, the body that regulates
the special security
services, that there's more than 2,000 private security officers in that area.
Hmm.
So we'll work with everybody, and that's why we need to establish a community safety directorate
mm-hmm.
who can do this coordination, because currently people are working in silos, and once we start sharing information, we can become more proactive and combat crime on a better basis.
Okay, and the resources allocated, are you happy with what the executive mayor spoke to? Is that not only are they going to prioritize community safety, but will allocate more? I guess the MMC for Finance will have to put a particular number to it, but do you get a sense that you're going to be given a bigger budget?
Well, we are fighting for a bigger budget because we have to expand our services, and we have to move to a modern era.
Mm.
And we are looking at body cams, we are looking at other type of technology, which I've already mentioned, and also in the safety of our infrastructure. We cannot rely on a warm body. We've had multiple instances where a person was attacked because these thugs are coming in with assault weapons, attacking three or four guards. It's nothing for a group of 5, 6, or 10 in some instances, coming in there with automatic firearms. They just take over and do whatever they want, and they tie up the guards. So we need to find other mechanisms, early warning devices, technology, armed response. And this is what we are looking at in rebuilding the security.
I want to thank you for your time, MMC for Community Safety, Grandy Tennyson, just talking us through the priorities around community safety, keeping Tshwane safe, and making sure that there is an equal or an even spread, I think is a better word, of resources into the townships of Tshwane, into the more affluent areas of Tshwane, and into the enforcement of bylaws in the inner city of Tshwane, so that Tshwane is cleaner, safer, and more functional for you as the residents of this large, large South African city, the administrative capital of the country. It's been a special broadcast brought to you from Tshwane House. when we have been listening into the State of the Capital Address delivered by Councillor Silias Brink, the Executive Mayor of Tshwane, hearing from members of his executive team on utilities and service provision, on finances and fiscal sustainability, on community safety, and also going beyond just the traditional forms of, attracting capital to a municipality, going to the financial markets to do so, and the need to keep your credit rating scores intact. We've heard from Ratings Africa as well. Just some of the issues that pertain to the city of Tshwane, but I think there'd be resonance with anybody living in a large municipality in South Africa. It's been the Thursday edition of Power Talk, a special edition, an outside broadcast. We hope you've enjoyed it.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.